This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, handsome man.
How are you this morning?
Good, I'm good. How are you all?
Good, thank you. But we need to have a talk.
We do need to have a talk.
I want to have a chat about that 4 kilos you put on.
I know.
Keep saying.
You know what's really the worst thing? When I look in the mirror, my face gives it away because my cheekbones have kind of disappeared.
I don't think they have, actually.
Really? Yeah. Maybe I'm just kind of paranoid.
Somewhere else might be putting them on. Well, there's some new exercise equipment out. Oh. You might be interested in it.
Does it have anything to do with vibration?
I'll tell you about it shortly. You were talking before about how you put on 4 kilos.
I've put on 4 kilos for winter. I'm not and feeling not fabulous feeling about it. I'm just feeling a little bit lethargic.
I'm being honest. Mm. And I'm not just pleasing you. I haven't noticed.
Really?
So maybe it's more self-awareness than everyone else.
But 4 kilos is a lot to put on for my little frame.
Got a bag of oranges. Carrying around.
And I can't get, look, I know I keep banging on about the motivation thing, but yeah, just getting to the gym is really difficult at the moment.
Well, there's a new piece of exercise equipment for you. Mm. It's called a Bird of Prey bicycle.
Oh my God.
And you hop on it.
Yeah.
Lay on your stomach.
Yeah.
Your legs are still doing the pedaling from behind. Like a duck. And you just go along and it's like you're gliding through the air. So maybe that would help.
Oh, my God. That would be so much fun.
Have you used any weird exercise equipment?
No, just a trampoline. Like trampolines are fun. I'm just bouncing up and down. I feel like I'm getting my heart rate up.
And remember the tummy toners, those ab rollers? And now you see them.
So many of them.
Now you see them at hard rubbish collection.
Do you remember
sauna
suits?
Well, I had one called the tug toner.
Oh, my God, the tug toner.
The tug toner.
And you don't have one anymore?
No, I still
what
use the tug toner.
What is the tug toner?
So the tug toner, it's this thing. It's like a springy sort of thing. And you put one hand on it.
Yes.
And you just
tug it.
It's got a ball at the end, so your hand doesn't slip off.
Oh, God, it sounds very familiar to me.
And you tug it, and it's all your...
And it works on your biceps, does it?
Absolutely.
Triceps as well?
Yeah, your whole...
Sounds fantastic.
You can just do it for your shoulder as well.
And what's it called, the tug toner?
The tug toner.
I prefer a sauna suit when I go do my shopping.
You could do the sauna suit and the tug at the same time. If you had any weird exercise equipment.
What about the vibrator belt? Remember the vibrator belt? It just makes your body shake till you lose the weight.
The marketing while you're eating must have
McMuffin.
A field day when they're naming these toys. We were talking earlier about weird exercise equipment.
And this is a hilarious comment, if I can find it. Where has it gone? My mum stands on this vibrating board and apparently it melts away fat, could be brain cells, but still waiting for the tests to come in. That is actually really funny.
Those blah, blah, blah.
A lot of those exercise equipments, they encourage you to watch telly while you exercise.
My tug toner encourages me to watch
while they've got commercials
something else.
Advertising, now try this pie while you... Hilarious.
Now, Tess, you're a pretty fit lady.
Yeah, really fit.
Have you ever purchased any weird exercise equipment?
Oh, God, yes. What haven't I purchased?
What did you have?
Because you've got a great body.
Oh, I've had the rowing machine. I've had the whole gym that you set up at home, you know, because I thought, well, I had children at the time and I had boys, so I thought, you know, they'd get into that, but they didn't, but anyway.
But would you watch telly while you're exercising?
Well, that's the thing. You see, you get sucked into buying all this equipment when you can't sleep and you watch all that infomercial stuff.
Oh, yeah. And those infomercial stuffs are so funny. So they're trying to convince themselves that the product actually works.
I know.
Did you have one of those, you know, the belts you stick around your belly and it
vibrates?
No, see, I don't have a stomach. It's the one place I've never had fat. It
oh, just my goodness, you're
lucky. Yeah, I don't really carry fat around my stomach.
No, no. Yeah. I didn't know I got fat once because of that, because every time I looked down, I looked okay. But then I looked in the mirror one day and I was quite enormous.
Thanks, Tess. Anastasia, one of the things that we do quite often, we go for a coffee.
We go every
planning
day.
Planning after this to debrief. All
we
sorts
spend a
of
lot of cash on our coffee, don't we?
We do, don't we? Yeah. I was thinking about how much. Mm. And it's quite considerable amount.
You'll shout.
But I noticed coffee has gone up.
Yes.
Recently. I don't know if it's a supply issue or what it is. Mm. But I want to know what would be the maximum amount that you'd be willing to pay
for a coffee.
Yeah, like is it going to get to a point where consumers just say, okay, that's enough? Or are we so addicted
where
we can't
give
it up?
We're definitely addicted. Look, the standard price now is $4.
$4.
You know, yeah. So at the end of the day, I wouldn't want to pay any more than $4.
But it wasn't that long ago that it was
$3.50 or $3.
I've been paying up to $5.
Mm. Now, this coffee we're making now, it's costing what, 20 cents a
probably,
pop?
Probably less than
bit
that,
bit of roast
actually.
There.
Probably less.
Yeah.
What would
Looks
you...
Looks like dust, though, but anyway.
What would you pay for a coffee?
What's the most you'd pay, yeah?
Hey, yes. Do you go out to clubs?
All the time. I'm going later on tonight.
But you were a clubber, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, 20 years ago when I was hot.
So could you say...
And I was
you're
4 kilos,
still hot.
And I was 4 kilos lighter and I had energy.
You'll be 4 kilos lighter soon when you get your tug toner.
I know.
A survey of 5,000 adults was conducted in Britain and it revealed that there was nothing worse than seeing people out night clubbing when they're well past their prime. What do you reckon the prime age is to stop clubbing?
I reckon, oh, God, this is so judgmental, though. Who are we to
Isn't
judge?
It? Who are we to judge?
But who this are we is, to judge? But is, I reckon this is once you hit the 40 mark, mate, put your towel down.
Well, guess
take
what?
Take a lie down.
The results of the survey concluded that 31 is the average age at which people tend to stop hitting
this
the nightlife.
This is so incredibly judgmental, though, because, you know, do you remember Grandpa Acid from years ago in clubs? Like, he was 93 and he was going off in his tracksuit pants and he was having such a great time.
That's you and me in the studio.
And I didn't judge him at all. I thought, what an amazing human. Like, look at the spirit. So we shouldn't be judging, but...
Well, the 5,000 people have judged, yeah. And they're saying that it was considered, and they used the term tragic in the survey, it was considered tragic to still be clubbing at 37.
Mm. How good would it be playing the song Tragedy while you're dancing in the clubs? Tragedy!
In your tracksuit pants?
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about what is the age that is
the
too old.
And
the cutoff.
We both decided, well, you said... What I reckon it's 40, the cutoff for clubbing.
Look, the survey said 37.
Right.
But I think we agree. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, about
whatever,
40.
But whatever age, message, as long as you're enjoying
We've got a message in on 0427569949 from Brad saying, I've seen a lot of older guys at venues and events, particularly when it comes to things like the leather community and clubs that market to them. So, yes, that's very
I
true.
I agree. It's all about just enjoyment, really.
Yeah, exactly.
We can put figures around all sorts of things.
That's right.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.